In the forests of Michigan, Maine, Wisconsin, and elsewhere, the paper industry has been benefiting from an obscure tax credit, one that Congress is under pressure to eliminate. The Alternative Fuel Mixture Credit was designed to promote use of clean energy, and paper makers admit that their use of the credit is a bit creative. But they say they can't afford to lose it because it's saving them billions of dollars. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon has more.
They call it black liquor, but the dark chemical brew is not a beverage. It's the sludge left over from the cooking process used to turn wood pulp into paper. Paper companies burn it to generate steam and make electricity. And recently they found that just by adding 0.1% of diesel fuel to the black liquor mix, they could qualify for the Alternative Fuels Mixture Credit.
In the short term, this has provided to us some extra cash flow and income to help us through a very, very difficult period.
Keith Van Scotter is the president and CEO of Lincoln Paper and Tissue, the biggest employer in the tiny town of Lincoln, Maine. Here, 400 workers produce tractor-sized rolls of specialty tissue used for making fancy party napkins and paper towels for restaurants. Van Scotter says the Alternative Fuel Tax Credit has meant savings of $10 million over the past year, a year that has been a struggle for the nation's paper industry.
Think about it. People aren't traveling, so hotels aren't using as many napkins. Restaurants aren't using as many napkins. We've seen demand in tissue down a couple, 3-4%. It's significant, but it's not huge.
What is huge, says Van Scotter, is the fall off in overall demand for paper, between 20% and 30% since last year. In Maine, more than 1,000 paper makers have been laid off since 2008. And around the country, the picture is equally bleak. That's why the United Steelworkers Union, which represents 120,000 paper workers, is pressing Congress to preserve the tax credit. Not everyone is on board.
I think it's a loophole in the sense that it was never intended to be applied in the circumstance that they've found to apply it.
Democratic Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico is a member of the Senate Finance Committee. The tax credit was originally intended to encourage the development and use of alternative fuels as a way to decrease global warming pollution. But by adding diesel to their black liquor mix, Bingaman says paper companies are rewarded 50 cents a gallon for doing the opposite.
This was never anticipated, and I think we need to correct that. I think obviously there's an environmental issue as well, but the main one is the lost revenue.
More than $6 billion by the end of the year, according to some estimates. The tax credit was only supposed to cost the government a fraction of that amount. But Republican Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, who also serves on the Finance Committee, says the tax credit is a bargain if you consider the purpose and the size of the federal stimulus package recently passed by Congress.
The stimulus package cost $787 billion. The purpose of which was to save or create 3.5 million jobs. This is a tax credit that perhaps will cost $6 billion for an industry that employs 1.3 million people across America. I can't think of a more important purpose.
The tax credit is due to end in December. Snow and other representatives from papermaking states want it to continue. But last month, ambassadors from Brazil, Chile, Canada, and the head of the European Commission delegation wrote a letter to Congress complaining that the tax credit is the equivalent of a subsidy. They say it's disrupting international paper markets and decreasing prices. And they warn that failure to do away with it quickly could spark a trade war. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Lewiston, Maine.